Joshua walked around a city that was nobody could believe. The walls fell down. Jericho, the walls fell down. And I think about Moses, one man.
Yeah.
Defeating the entire army. He's the one to raise his arm and his mouth and put it down, and the water just washed and wiped out the whole Egyptian army. So all you need is one man and God. You outnumber everybody, right?
Yeah.
That's a good way to look at it. And remember, he keeps talking. He says, to him who overcomes, to him who conquers, our faith conquers. Bring us a picture.
Everybody knows Carrie Jobe. She sings beautiful songs, and one of these is called Ball of Fresh. So if you want to stand, raise your hands, and just get into the presence of God and help us sing the song, that would be great. All right? Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah. Worthy are you to be praised in this house. Let this be a place where you long to come, as we make a way for your love. And let these hands be clean and this heart be pure, blameless as the bride you're coming from. It's the power of your presence that changes us, your glory all around us, and we are filled. You open up the heavens, fall fresh on us.
Yes.
Fall fresh, Lord. Let this be a house where you long to stay. Every will we meet us face to face.
Yes.
Abandoned here before you, we want nothing else than to just be with you and you alone.
Thank you.
glory to your name.
Awesome.
We worship you.
Oh,
in spirit and in truth. Glory to your name.
Praise
God.
Praise
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's sing a prayer to God, okay?
All right.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Materials out, and what should I pull out? And I thought, how'd they get in there? What's this for? And the word came to me, protection.
I mean,
Did y'all put on your protection today? Anybody did?
Yeah.
Did I forget to put my protection on today? Maybe it's a word to me, you know? And I got it. By the way, I'm holding up a can of antiperspirant.
Yeah.
You can't see what I'm doing. So I got to thinking about that, and you know, what Thurston was saying. You know, you get into Revelation, the first, those letters to the seven churches, and he's constantly talking about overcoming, conquering. To him who overcomes, to him who conquers, we conquer that desire of the flesh to be involved in sexual immorality. Yeah. Jezebel was talking about teaching. We conquer food desires, to eat food offered to idols, that food meat, that juicy fat meat. Mm-hmm. We conquer those, and we bring them into subjection. Mm-hmm. And you know, whenever I think of the warfare, you know, you think of protection. You think of the armor of God. I do. You know, you think of the armor of God. We got the helmet of salvation, right? Mm-hmm. We got the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of, help me out here, come on, belt of truth, mm-hmm. Good. Our feet are shod with
the preparation of the gospel.
Gospel of peace. Good. Good news. Yeah. Peace. Good news. So, then we have a
shield
of faith. Gotta have faith. Without faith, we ain't live, right? The righteous shall live by faith.
Yeah.
That's how we live.
Yeah.
By faith. Not by sight.
Right.
We see things you can't see with your eyes.
Yeah.
We hear things you can't hear with your ears. Right? You live by faith. Not by sight. Mm-hmm. By faith. What did I leave out?
Sword of the Spirit. And there's another one too.
Okay.
Pray with all prayers of supplication.
Oh, that's
Spirit.
A good one.
That's the last one.
Okay. Well, actually, they're the same thing, aren't
they? Yes.
Yeah. The sword of the mouth. How do we defeat? How did Jesus defeat the demons?
It is written.
He said what?
It is written.
He cast them out with a
word.
Word.
With a word.
Yeah.
Go! Mm-hmm. He didn't even have to say in Jesus' name, did he? Because he was Jesus. Right? But we say in Jesus' name, go!
Yeah.
You know, I got thinking about that. Mm-hmm. If you read in here, Revelation, you find that Jesus shows up in the first chapter. He talks about his feet and how he's shining and all his garments and everything. He's shining like everything. And then it says a very, very strange thing, doesn't it? It says, and out of his mouth came a
two-edged sword.
Help me out.
Two-edged sword.
Yeah. Coming out of his mouth. Boy, that's a weird looking dude, you know. he looked great. Sounded great, you know, until you got to that part. You go, whoa. Picturing this long sword sticking out of his mouth, you know, two-edged sword. And I held on to that image for many years until I got a little maturity about me and understood the symbols. You know, Revelation's full of symbols, isn't it?
Yeah.
Full of symbols. And I realized, what is that sharp two-edged sword? Man, two-edged sword. Cuts both ways. Sharp. Penetrate anything. What is that? You cast out demons with a
word.
Word. He spoke. He spoke words. His words have
power.
He demonstrated that his words have power. But he also told us that what? Our words have
power.
Do you know your words have power?
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous. You didn't listen to me very long. You know, that's what I teach. our words have power. We need to be careful what we say, don't we?
Yeah.
Because Jesus says, people, you will be held accountable for every careless word you say.
Mm.
Every careless word you say, you will be judged by the words you say. Oh. Be careful. You know, if you've got a sword, you're walking around your house with a sword and little kids around, be careful with that sword.
Mm.
Right? We teach people gun safety. Be careful with that gun. Be careful, because what? It can hurt somebody if you're not careful. Don't be. If you ever been around someone who's careless with a gun, you want to leave, don't you? Someone's got a chainsaw. He's being careless. I don't want to be around this guy, you know. All right? We take away knives and stuff and scissors from our children because children tend to be
careless.
They don't take the proper care, right? So we have to be careful with our words.
Mm-hmm.
What do we need to say with our words? Well, a good thing to say is what?
The Word of God.
The Word of God.
Mm.
So, you ready for your pop quiz? In order to be able to say the Word of God, right? In order to be able to strike offensively at the enemy, we need to have that two-edged sword in our mouth.
Yeah.
Right? We need to have the Word of God in our mouth. Right? And for the Word of God to be in our mouth, where's it got to be first? It's got to be in our hearts, right? It's got to be in our head.
Yeah.
Okay? So, I know you all can do this, or I wouldn't do this. But any verse, any Word of God, all right? I want you to just speak it. All right? One at a time. Just any verse that you know. You don't have to be word for word,
mm-hmm.
but just any verse. Who wants to start?
All things work together for them that love the Lord and call according to his purpose.
There's a good one. You want to try it?
Thy words are lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just any verse.
23rd Psalm.
Let's keep it to verse, not verses. Okay.
When the comforter comes, he will guide us into all truth.
Amen.
Ooh. Good one. Got one, Gwen? No? Okay. Very.
We overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Amen.
Ah, that's a good one.
As many as have received him, them you have the power to become sons of God.
Amen.
Amen.
For the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, and not
harm you. Ooh, that's a good one. Okay. Y'all looking at me like, okay, Ray, what you going to say? Jesus will, okay. You knew somebody was going to say it, right? It's really important what we say and that we speak good words to other people,
uh-huh.
right? To build them up, to edify them. And even people who are doing evil to us, we say good to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we also say good to us. We speak to our bodies.
Yes.
Right? And we say good to our bodies. Hey, body. Get in line with the Word of God. Get back to design specifications. Right? The way God designed you to be, you be body.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we speak to our souls.
Yeah.
Hey, I am created in the image of God.
Yeah.
Get back to design specifications.
Yep.
Soul, bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget all of his benefits, soul.
Yeah.
So you remember that he has forgiven all my iniquities.
Yeah.
He's healed all my diseases.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? He saved my life from the pit.
The sun sets free, it's free and
dead,
free
sickness. That's right. That's right. So, I wanted just to remind you today, don't forget to put on your protection.
That's right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Put on your protection and then go out and you'll be ready to face the day, face the enemy.
Yeah.
and you'll be ready to overcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of you, yep. The enemy.
Uh-huh.
All right?
That's right.
For our struggle is not against
flesh and blood,
but against the spiritual powers out there. When Jesus said to Peter, he said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Mm-hmm. He wasn't talking to Peter, right? Peter wasn't his enemy. Mm-hmm. He was talking to Satan, that spiritual power who whispered in his ear. Mm-hmm. Be careful what you hear. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Mm-hmm. Be careful what you speak.
Before you do that, you take the bath, washing of the water of the Word. So it's important to start the day with the Word, too.
That is good.
Yeah.
That's good, Mary. I like that. Yes. I like that. So let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the Word that you've given us, for your presence with us, Father. We know that Moses and you defeated an entire army. Just one man and you can do great, wonderful things. We're one people, but we're not just one people. We're united in this group together. So we speak your word right now over our loved ones, over our churches, over our communities. We say, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done as it is on earth, so as it is in heaven, so let it be done on earth. In our bodies, in our minds, in our hearts, let us see your will be done. We thank you, Father. Amen. Bless his food.
Amen.